Barrhead. After a two-week delay, Town of Barrhead councillors approved a request from the Barrhead and District Indigenous Committee to use the Agrena for the community's upcoming National Indigenous Peoples Day festivities at the April 9th council meeting. Councillors tabled the request, wanting more information from the committee, believing another financial ask was coming. The town approved a $1,000 donation, which the committee will use to rent the Agrena and other items from the Parks and Recreation Department. The committee, first formed last year, has 11 members representing several community organizations, including Alberta Health Services, Blue Heron Support Services Association, Barrhead Pregnancy Care Center, the Ripple Connection Support Center, and members from the Indigenous community. In addition to planning Barrhead's National Indigenous Peoples Day festivities, the committee also organizes the community's Truth and Reconciliation Day event. National Indigenous Peoples Day, June 21, is a day for all Canadians to recognize and celebrate the unique heritage, miscellaneous cultures, and outstanding contributions of First Nations, Inuit, and Métis peoples. Canadian Governor General Roméo LeBlanc proclaimed the day, first named National Aboriginal Day, in 1996 after years of consultations and statements of support by various Indigenous groups. Truth and Reconciliation Day. The day is held annually on September 30th to honor the survivors, their families and communities of the residential school system. Committee Chair and FCSS Community Development Volunteer Darren Flemmer Chair said they wanted to use the facility so they could host the event regardless of the weather. Last year, the committee had initially planned the event for Cecile Martin Park, but a poor weather forecast forced them to move it inside. The committee also applied for a County of Barrhead for a $1,500 community policy grant to help offset the costs of hosting the event, which council approved at its April 2 meeting. Barry Curtin, Town and Country Today.com.